In Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Mechaber brings down Tav Reish Yud Beis, Sif Yud, Shasa Ma'at V'chazer V'shasa, you drank a little, then you drank a little more. Im Yesh Mitchila Shtiyas Rishona Atzov Shtiyah Akrona, Kedei Shtiyas Reviyas Mitztarfen L'kshir, V'mlav Ein Mitztarfen, Yesh Omrim Sheshir Sirev, So we know there's an Isser Achila and an Isser Shtia on Yom Kippur. So the Isser Achila is Kedei Achilas Pras. That's the amount of time that you're over in Israel, Chayiv Kares. Chatzi Shia, you might be over in Isser Daraisa anyway on Yom Kippur for eating less than the amount. But to be Chayiv Kares, and certainly the Raisa, it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. That's eating. So again, and that there are many shitas on what is Kedei Achilas Pras. You know, some say it's 13 minutes. Chasim Sofer 9. You have the Chasim Sofer. You have Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, because you have a sefer in front of me, gives different shiurim. So some quote the minch, the machan echayim. It's yud gimel minute. The darche holda ora quotes the shita about 11 minutes. The chasim sofer legabe cholav yom kippushu 10 minute. The goas Aliyos, v'shem the Balatanya, it's 8 minutes. The Bikure Yaakov, it's 7.5 minutes. You have the Malamid Lahoel, also 7.5 minutes. The Semach Sedek, 6 minutes. You have the Gon Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, the Baal Be'er Yitzchak, he says it's only 5 minutes. The Baal Ksos HaChoshen says it's 4.5 minutes. The Baal, something done 5 minutes, etc. So there are many shitas on how much is Kedei Achilas Pras. So the accepted norm is, well, halacha that is we go with 9 minutes. So basically, if in terms of eating, so practically speaking, we assume Kedei Achilas Pras is, let's say, having crackers. So let's say what they're practically doing is you take a shot glass, like 1 ounce, and you basically, let's say you're eating crackers. So you crush up the crackers to see how much could fit into 1 ounce. So again, you don't have to eat them crushed. You could practice before Yom Kippur and see how much you could have. If it comes out to 2 crackers, you can eat 2 full. You don't have to eat them crushed. That's just the way of figuring it out. So we generally assume you could have 1 ounce worth every 9 minutes. In a case where, again, we'll see who we're talking about, it'll be the Machlokes Rav Chaim and another poskim, whether who has to eat shiurim, but whatever the mitzias is, we'll get into. Whoever has to eat shiurim, so when you eat shiurim, it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. So if you're eating food, it's 1 every 9. You could have an ounce every 9 minutes. What about drinking? So in Shulchan Aruch, they bring down a machlokes whether it's Kedei Shtiyas Revias or it's the same as Achila. V'yesh Omrim Sheshir Tzirev Hashia Kedei Achilas Pras. So that's a major difference, because Kedei Shtiyas Revias is much less. Let's say it's about 4 minutes. So I know it has a difference for a bracha achrona, how much time you have to have it for in order to make a bracha achrona and run Revias. So there are different poskims, among them Rav Yitzchak Abadi, who says that one could be meiko on Yom Kippur for drinking 1 ounce every 4 minutes, maybe a little more than an ounce, but it's called 1 ounce every 4. Why? He says because it's a svek sveka. It's a double doubt. One doubt is, what is, we have a machlokas on how much is kedei achilas pras. So we're generally machmir on food 9 minutes. Even Rav Abadi says 9 minutes, but he says there are shitas that say four. And even if you're going to tell, and Rav Yitzchak Kahn says five, and even if you're going to tell me that kedei achilas pras is 9 minutes, but who says maybe a revius is only, it goes by kedei shtiyas revius, which is only 4 minutes. So therefore, he says, you have a tzvek tzveka, and therefore one could be mekel. So therefore, lo maisa, he would say that take out your shot glasses. So regarding drinking, you could do 1 ounce every 4 minutes. And regarding eating, you crush up the crackers, you could do it every 9 minutes. That's the sheet of the, we go with the Chasim Sofer seems to be the main sheet, or the people who go, but there are sheets that Kadesh Shias Revias is even less. They quote the Shulchan Halevi quotes from the Igris Moshe, the Shir Kadesh Shias Revias who Daka Aka. Some say it's only 1 minute for drinking, or the Hashir HaPachas B'yotu Kuyama Eino Pachas is not less than Chatzi minute. However, you know, therefore, so Mitchil Chashavti Shisagi Shiyamtin B'shiyasa Lashirim Zman Shal Arba Chamesh minute, 4 or 5 minutes, since Larova Bozgum Shir Kedei Achilas Prasu Chamesh minute, Bekevin Shememela Muchak Dasa Machava Sheikar Lacha Kadasa Tova the Shias Asirfu Bede Shir. So he thinks Maker Adin really, it's the Shir Revias is the Shir Revias. So Lamaisa, again, many Shitas in the postkim and follow your local posek, but the bottom line, according to Rav Yitzchak Abadi and others, is for Achilas Pras, or again, there are other Shitas, Rav Yitzchak only five, but if, so you'll be Machmir for 9 minutes, because it's not, you can eat a lot. Every 9 minutes, having a shot glass of crackers is a lot of food. And 1 ounce every 4 minutes is a lot to drink. Again, obviously, we're talking about someone who has to eat shirim. In this case, we are, it's a sakana gemura, and you got to get the food in right away. So we know pikuach nefesh is doche yom kippur. And therefore, in that scenario, obviously, you won't eat shirim. I guess we said we'll discuss the machlokas, the binyan tzion and Rav Chaim, and if you're a cholesh yesh bo sakana, do you have to eat shiurim or not?